This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Ukraine insisted the West must speed up its supply of weapons, with the city of Dnipro still reeling from a Russian missile strike that killed at least 40 people in an apartment block. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Tearful neighbors and local residents leave flowers and soft toys at a makeshift memorial site in Ukraine's Dnipro. Dozens remain missing under the rubble. Russia denies intentionally targeting civilians. On Monday, the UK confirmed it was going to send 14 Challenger 2 tanks and other hardware to Ukraine. Germany is under pressure to supply Leopard 2 tanks, but its government says they should only be supplied if there is agreement among Kyiv's main allies, particularly the United States.
Flora Bradley Watson of Reuters News. VOA's Heather Murda continues her Ukraine coverage from Lviv, where she recently visited a hospital in the city.
Lviv is far from the war, but it is still the frequent site of attacks on infrastructure and is a main destination for internally displaced people and war wounded. We spoke to hospital workers and soldiers here today, and they say the number of people arriving with injuries is growing. And they don't think the war is going to end or even ease up anytime soon. Reporting from Lviv in Ukraine, Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
China says its population declined last year, the first such decline in the world's second largest economy in six decades. Figures released on Tuesday by the Bureau of Statistics show China had 9.56 million births in 2022, while 10.41 million people died. That's a decline of 850,000 people. The decline was the first since the late 1950s, when founder Mao Zedong's Great Leap Forward economic experiment caused massive famine, killings of millions of people. This is VOA News. Nepalese officials sent 48 bodies of the victims of a plane crash to the capital of Kathmandu on Tuesday to a hospital for autopsies, while 22 bodies were being handed over to families in Pokhara. 72 people were aboard the plane that crashed, and 70 bodies have been recovered. Family members of the pilot of the downed flight, Captain Kamal K.C., were present at the hospital in Kathmandu. His uncle, Ram Bahadur, is saying that so many lives have been lost. He also called it an irreparable loss. On Monday, searchers found the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder from the flight, both in good condition. The discovery is likely to help investigators determine what caused the crash. The storms that pounded the western U.S. state of Colorado for 3 weeks have finally faded on Monday. Reuters reporter Diane Toe has more.
Californians may have felt like the day would never come, but the parade of severe storms known as atmospheric rivers finally faded on Monday after pounding the state for 3 weeks. The Golden State can now begin what's set to be lengthy repairs to damaged levees and roads, though authorities warned mud and rock slides are still a risk in steep areas as the ground remains saturated. U.S. President Joe Biden will be surveying the damage in California's Central Coast on Thursday. That's according to the White House, which said on Monday Biden will meet first responders, visit affected towns, and, quote, assess what additional federal support is needed.
Reuters' Diane Toe. The public library in the Denver suburb of Inglewood, Colorado, has a meth problem. The AP's Donna Warder.
For the second time in a month, the Inglewood City Library has closed its doors to clean up methamphetamine contamination. City officials say contamination in the library's restrooms exceeds state thresholds. Christina Underhill is library director.
We've seen an increase in drug use or heard about it from patrons. There might be smelling something in the air when they enter a restroom.
Underhill says as the weather gets colder, people who use drugs have sought shelter in the library building. City officials say even some walls, ductwork, and exhaust fan equipment will have to be replaced. I'm Donna Warder.
Al-Shabaab launched a deadly attack on a Somali military base Tuesday, just a day after the government claimed a historic victory over the militants with the capture of a strategic coastal town. There were conflicting reports about the death toll after the Islamist fighters stormed the camp in the town of Hawadli, which is north of the capital of Mogadishu. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.